Let's do that.
All
right. They're providing new hardware and software. They're updating their equipment, so they have to have a MOU.
So the motion is for an agreement, MOU agreement between the Department of Revenue and Sumner County.
County.
I make that motion.
Second. It has been moved and seconded that we renew the MOU between the Department of Revenue and Sublette County. As presented, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Then, if you recall, at your last meeting during zoning, we passed a resolution that was associated with the amendment to the conditional use permit for Ron Gordon's property for the mobile home units and all that kind of stuff. And this is the resolution. You've already adopted the resolution. You just need to sign it.
Mac, do you want to sign this one first?
I'm fine. I'll sign it when everybody gets
it. I can send it down your way.
I just want to make sure that
everybody signs it before
nobody
you get
signs it in my spot.
I did introduce myself as you last meeting, if I remember right. So
I guess you did.
I could sign.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, I could sign for you.
Well, you got introduced as Commissioner Andy Noble.
Yeah.
That too.
In the paper.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, your quote was Commissioner Andy Noble.
Andy Noble?
Andy
yeah.
Noble.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Andy
I wonder
Noble?
If she realizes right. She's been yeah. quoted in the newspaper.
I had never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
I just, yeah, okay, there's a thought.
Okay, then I have a cooperative agreement between the Wyoming Department of Family Services for the Child Support Enforcement Program and the Clerk of District Court. They collect child support payments and distribute those and manage those for the folks in our county. So this contract or this cooperative agreement has been reviewed by the county attorney's office and mm-hmm. we need to sign it, and Janet will also sign it.
And is this
it.
Something we've...
And
this
we
is
always...
A, this
yeah,
is
this is
renewal.
An ongoing deal, and we do okay. we do get revenue from that cooperative agreement.
Okay.
Well, we've done it before, Mr.
Yes,
Chairman. I move we approve.
I'll second.
Has been moved and seconded that we approve the cooperative agreement between... between the Wyoming Department of Family Services, Child Support Enforcement, and Sublette County Clerk of District Court. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Abatements.
Oh, any big ones?
No, not bad.
Good. This is the one
this
where I usually sign place. In Mary's spot. So
oh, thanks, Mary.
I'll yeah. pay attention here.
Yes, please. I'll be checking.
Yeah, but you're the only one that signs. How are they going to check it?
Right.
Rolled on my skirt. Then I have one more question for you. I believe that you received some email between Matt Gaffney and Alan Houston concerning setting some fees for inspection and that type of thing. If you would, it's for us to enforce that or to put it into action, we have to publish for 45 days and hold a public hearing. You want to tell me to do that?
Yep, we do. And do you want to decide on an amount?
$100, sounds good.
That compromise sounded good to me.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Go ahead and advertise.
And Mr. Chairman, I believe that's all that I have. I've got, I added something to your agenda, which you probably haven't seen, because it's on the second page. But we need to do our renewal scholarships today. Applications were due the 11th to be issued today, so, and I'm prepared to do that.
Why don't we go ahead and...
Do you want to do it now?
Let's just do it right now.
Okay.
We're ahead of schedule, so...
And just to clarify, Mary, these are kids that have contacted you saying we finished school and we're going back to school the next semester.
These kids, yes, these are the kids that are the ongoing kids.
Ongoing, yes.
Yeah, they're the ongoing kids. And we've got, so let me tell you about this. First of all, this past year we had 4 seniors. And I have never received a letter from a senior that said, I've graduated, here's my grades, thank you, this is what I'm doing, I'm waiting on a job, that type of thing.
Cool.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
True. We've never received anything like that.
Yeah. So anyway, I have that information here if you'd like to take a look at it. I think he's going to do some graduate work, but he's also waiting on a job application that he's made as well. So,
just to clarify something, we offer a 4-year scholarship, but if a student finished school in 3 years and wanted to go on to graduate school, they last year to go to graduate school.
Mm-hmm. 8 semesters.
And I think we have had that.
And we've had that happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had that happen. We've had we had one little gal a couple years ago that finished up in 3 years. Because part of it is some of these kids are pretty aggressive.
Well, and they're
when they're in high school.
High school.
Yeah. Yeah. When they're in high school, so they've pretty aggressively done college work that while they're in high school. So they're ahead before they start. Mm-hmm. And I know that one little gal. Yeah. In fact, we had one, it isn't the same gal, it's a different one, but she got to that graduate point, and the first semester of that, she had funding from someplace else and asked us to defer to the second semester because she wouldn't have funding then.
Yeah.
So these guys, they get it,
attention.
And they're managing it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So. It's pretty cool, but...
You know, and rather than just using the money for beer money, she said, let's wait for the next semester.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
So let me tell you what, with these kids, I notified them on April 2nd, and I talked to these kids by email. I asked them to submit a letter and also to give me their grades, and their grades, we're looking for their cumulative grade point average. It needs to be a 2.5. So, and this makes them eligible for another $4,000 for the next year. So, I've received 14. We had 17. I've received 14 applications. I have received one application Saturday night on the 16th when the applications were due on the 11th. It's in bold print. Late applications will not be accepted. Makes me feel bad.
It does, but this is adulting.
Yes, yeah. We talked about this on the way over in another area, but at some point in time. Sorry.
Yeah. So anyway, we have 14 kids that are eligible for renewal, and we also have a couple of kids that we're holding on to, which actually won't affect this year's budget because they're not going to they're out on missions and they won't be back until the fall of 19 or the spring of 20. So I've got them on the list, but they're not, we're not going to have to fund them this year. So to totally fund this program this year, last year it was $104,000. This year it'd be
$96,000.
So just a little bit down, but
which is good.
Yeah. So, and I can tell you the kids that are in order and are eligible. And so we have three that will be seniors this year. Riley Ivy, Alexis Sembrano, and Ryan Walton. Juniors, Brina Jones, and Darby Wolfenden. Sophomores, Addison Applin, Alexis Bennett, Brittany Covell, Abigail Ennis, Rachel Forrester, Brittany Taylor Kirkwood, Scott Noble, and Taylor Ruckman. So those are all the renewal kids.
Those are the renewals.
Yeah.
Excellent. We should adopt this by...
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the renewals for those that met the criteria.
A second.
It has been moved and seconded that we renew the commissioner scholarships to those students who have met the proposed criteria. Any further discussion?
Just one comment on the if in the future there was an individual that had extreme extenuating circumstances, like maybe he was in the ICU for a month or whatever, I'm sure that would be taken into consideration.
Yeah, we need to know that.
Yeah,
right.
But exactly, yeah.
And we've tried to keep this flexible enough to where if they'll just communicate with us.
Well, and I understand the responsibility and the consistency. That's one of the conditions.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And all this stuff goes in the vault.
Yeah.
For the next person.
For the next person. Yeah.
Exactly.
So
can't
let me.
Lose it.
Oh, yeah.
We
need
have
to
a motion
vote.
On the table.
Yes.
Yeah. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So just as a follow-up on our seniors that we awarded a couple months ago, if you'll recall, I invented a new form for them to sign off on and provide me information. And I think I haven't counted lately, but I think I've got most all of those. They've been really
good.
Responsive, and they're paying attention. So.
Good.
I appreciate that because I think they, again, it's the information I need to be able to contact them. But I've also made them sign off and say, I'll keep in touch. So we'll see what happens.
So it's gotten better, is what you're saying.
I think maybe so. We'll see what happens. I get a little sad when I look at, these kids not renewing. But I also know some of those kids have had changes. They're not going to school anymore.
Oh, so
or,
some of it's intentional.
Yeah, some of it's intentional. They're not going to school anymore. They didn't make grades. And that happens. So we usually have a little bit of loss there. But what I am surprised at, though, is the ones, the upper-level kids, are the ones that are dropping out, not the lower level kids. So the kids that have been in there for a couple years. Mm-hmm. But that may be the situation too, that they've had to go to work, or they're doing something else. College wasn't it.
Decided to go to work.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But anyway,
excellent.
So that's that.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, let's take a brief break here, and we'll reconvene at 10 o'clock.